You are listening to yet another pre-recorded episode of Everything Irish. I'm your host, David Bukowski, and the WJRH computer is in the process of being fixed. We thought it was fixed, and now the program that lets you listen is broken, so we're not sure what's up with that. But that's okay, because, you know, I have gotten used to this at this point, so this kind of works. Hopefully it gets fixed soon, though. Who knows? Anyway, Irish music. Actually, no. It's April Fool's Day, so this is an English music-only show. So here's The Clash, an English band, not Irish. How I said the April Fool's prank was that we'd be playing English music instead? Well, that was actually an April Fool's prank in itself, because we're not doing that. I just listened to The Clash a lot this week, so I wanted to play them. Also, the lead singer-guitarist, Joe Strummer, of The Clash, worked with the Pogues, who are Irish. So it kind of counts. Anyway, next up we've got real Irish music. We've got a set of reels from the Transatlantic Session, which is when Scottish and Irish musicians worked with American musicians. I think mostly the recordings happened in the British Isles. And they're really good. So we've got a set of reels, and then we've got a children's song. And then more stuff.
brought home from the market. I had an excuse to get into the town. They told me, oh, mother, this seems they were ripped, and I needed some nails for to rip them down. She clothed in me hand with a bright British shin. She thought the remainder would be her own. Say, when you go to town, you can buy the phone again, but beware you bring none of your fanciables home. One is dead.
You just heard Bold Doherty by Dervish. Before that, you heard an Irish kid song with an Irish name I can't pronounce. And before that, you heard a set of reels with like four reels. So if you want to know the names of those, look online. You're probably already on the webpage with the set list. Today, well, if you're listening on Sunday, is my lovely girlfriend's birthday. So happy birthday, Anushka. This is a song called Catalpa, which is about a boat that Irish prisoners escaped on when they were stuck in Australia. It's also kind of tree, the catalpa, which we took a liking to in Nebraska. And at one point I rambled to her about the Irish prisoners on the ship, and somehow she did not run away, so that's a good sign. Here it is. It's a great song. Happy birthday.
Oh, come all you gallant Irish men, and the story I'll relate. I'll tell to you of the Fenian men who from the foe escaped. Though bound with Saxon chains in a dark Australian jail, they struck a blow for freedom and for New York town set sail. On the 17th of April in the year of 83, the gallant bark Catalpa from Fremantle town did flee. She showed the green above the red as she calmly made her way, prepared to take those Fenian men to safety or to say. Here's to the ship Catalpa and the boys of Uncle Sam, and to all the Irish men afloat and the Fenians to a man. Here's the captain and
president and his crew. When challenged by the Emperor's might, the Stars and Stripes he flew.
Then Breslin and brave Desmond and Catalpa, Todd and Trim, when fast approaching them they saw a vision dark and dim. It was the gunboat Georgette, and on their deck there stood 100 hired assassins to shed the patriot blood. My ship is sailing peacefully beneath the flag of stars. It's manned by Irish hearts of oak and manly Yankee tars. And that dear emblem to the fore, so plain for to be seen, 'tis the banner to protect and mine, old Ireland's flag of green.
Here's to the ship Catalpa and the boys of Uncle Sam, and to all the Irish men afloat and the Fenians to a man. Here's to Captain Anthony, bold Breslin and his crew, when challenged by the Empire's might, the Stars and Stripes he flew.
One 100 years have passed and gone since the day in New York Bay. All sorts of floats and ships and boats were there, hip hip hooray. They say that 80,000 men about the rescue knew. Not a word was spoken, it was some joke on Jumbo's Navy too. Then here's the Captain Anthony, who well these men did free. He dared the English Navy men to fight him on the sea. To John the Boy, his name held high, and all friends to be seen. The flag for which our heroes fought was Ireland's flag of green.
Here's to the ship Catalpa and the boys of Uncle Sam, and to all the Irish men afloat and the Fenians to a man. Here's to Captain Anthony, bold Breslin and his crew, when challenged by the Emperor's might, the Stars and Stripes he flew. Here's to the ship Catalpa and the boys of Uncle Sam, and to all the Irish men afloat and the Fenians to a man. Here's to Captain Anthony, bold Breslin and his crew, when challenged by the Empire's might, the Stars and Stripes he flew.
'69 being the date and the year, those Waterloo sportsmen and more did appear. For to gain the great prizes and to bear them awa, they were counting on Ireland and Master McGrath. On the 12th of November, the day of renown, McGrath and his keeper, they left Lurgan town. A gale in the channel, it soon drove them o'er. On the 13th they landed on England's fair shore. And when they arrived there in big London's town, those great English sportsmen all gathered around. And one of those gentlemen gave a ha-ha, saying, "Is that the great dog you call Master McGrath?" Then one of those gentlemen standing around said, "I don't care a damn for your Irish greyhound." And another he sneered with a scornful ha-ha, "We'll soon humble the pride of your Master McGrath." Then Lord Lurgan stepped forward and he said, "Gentlemen, if there's any amongst yous has money to spend, for your grand English nobles I don't care a straw, here's 5,000 to 1 upon Master McGrath." Then McGrath, he looked up and he wagged his owl tail, "Informing his lordship, sure I know what you mean. Don't fear noble Brownlow, don't fear them, McGrath. I'll soon tarnish their laurels," says Master McGrath. Then Rose stood uncovered, that great English pride. Her master and keeper were close by her side. They led them away and the crowd cried hurrah, for the pride of old England and Master McGrath. And Rose and the master, they both ran along. "Now I wonder," said Rose, "what took you from your home? You should have stayed there in your Irish domain, and had come to gay laurels on Albion's plain." "Well, I know," said the master, "we've wild-headed bugs, but you'll find in all Ireland there's good men and dogs. Played on Bell Britannia, give none of your jaw. Stuff that up your nostrils, says Master McGraw. And the hare, she jumped on just as swift as the wind. He was sometimes before her and sometimes behind. Rose gave the first turning according to law, but the second was given by Master McGraw. And the hare, she led on with her wonderful view, and swift o'er the green fields of England they flew. He jumped on her back and held up his owl paw. Three cheers for owl Ireland, says Master McGraw. I've won a hero's name with McAlpine and Costain, with Fitzpatrick, Murphy, Ash and Wimpy's gang. I've been off and on the road, on me way to draw the dole, when there's nothing left to do for Johnny Lang. I used to think that God made the mixer picking hard, so that Paddy might know hell above the ground. I've had gangers big and tough tell me tear it all out rough, when you're building up and tearing England down. In a tunnel underground, a young Limerick man was found. He was built into the new Victoria line. When the bonus gang had passed, sticking through the concrete cast was the face of little Charlie Joe Devine. And the ganger man McGurk said Big Paddy hates the work, when the gas main burst and he flew off the ground. They swear, he said, don't slack, I'll not be there until I'm back. Keep on building up and tearing England down. I remember Carrier Jack with his heart upon his back. We swore he'd one day set the world on fire, but his face they've never seen since his shovel it cut clean through the middle of the big high tension wires. Oh, I saw old Balls McCall from the big flyover fall into a concrete mixer spinning round. Though it was not his intent, he got a fine head of cement when he was building up and tearing England down. I was on the hydro dam on the day that Jack McCann got the better of his stammer in a week. He fell from the shuddering jam, and that poor old stuttering man, he was never ever more inclined to speak. Oh, no more like Robin Hood when he roamed through Cricklewood, or dance around the pubs in Camden Town. Now let no man complain, sure no Pat can die in vain when he's building up and tearing England down. So come all you navvies bold, who may think that English gold is just waiting to be taken from each sod. Or the likes of you and me could ever get an OBE or a knighthood for good service to the hard. They've the concrete master race to keep you in your place, and the ganger man to kick you to the ground. If you ever try to take a part of what the bosses make when you're building up and tearing England down.
You just heard Ronnie Drew use his dulcet voice to tell us how much England sucks in two separate songs. And before that, you heard a song about the catalpa, but the boat, not the tree. And now you're going to hear banjo. Thank you.
Så när känner våra svärd och kriget med Irma. A fiery blade engaged to lead, he'd break the bravest in the field. Spirit and with mind aflame, so I wish him strength and length of days.
Shame my Ilama, shame my Ilama, soon of shame for us.
Yes, that's correct. You did just hear Sting on an Irish radio show. That was Sting with the Chieftains performing Mohilamar, which translates to My Gallant Hero. And before that, you heard Fergal O'Hanlon with his original piece, Odyssey. The next two songs we've got are about the labor movement, because if you didn't know, in recent labor news, yesterday the Amazon Staten Island warehouse became the first Amazon warehouse in the country to vote to unionize. So the first song is a more traditional song called McAlpine's Fusiliers, that's performed by the Dubliners. And then after that, we've got the Dropkick Murphys with what I believe is their original composition called the Workers' Song.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you probably know, Ireland's biggest export is people. And one of the greatest importers of these people is a certain English gentleman whom we in Ireland hold in the highest respect, because he's taken us out of many a hole in his time. He's put us into a few as well, mind you. His name is Sir Robert McAlpine. Sing about him. It was in the year of 39, when the sky was full of lead, when Hitler was heading for Poland and Paddy for Holyhead. Come all you pincher laddies and you long distance men, don't ever work for McAlpine, for Wimpy or John Lang. For you'll stand behind the mixer till your skin is turning to tan, and they'll say good on you, Paddy, with your boat fare in your hand. Oh, the crack was good in Cricklewood, and they wouldn't leave the crown, with the glasses flying and biddies crying, so Paddy was going to tell. Oh, mother dear, I'm over here, I never will come back, What keeps me here is the rake of beer, the ladies, and the crack. Oh, as down the glen came a galpined man with a shovel slung behind them. 'Twas in the pub they drank the sob, and up in the spike you'll find them. They sweated blood and they washed down mud with pints and quarts of beer. And now we're on the road again with McAlpine Fusiliers. I've stepped to the skin with a darky flim way down upon the Isle of Rain. With a horse-faced tool, then I knew the rule, no money if you stop for rain. When McAlpine God with a well-filled hod, your shoulders cut to bits and seared. And woe to he went to look for tea with the McAlpine Fusiliers. I remember the day that the Bear O'Shea fell into a concrete stairs. What the horse face said when he saw him dead, when it wasn't what the rich call prayers. I'm a navvy short with the one retort that reached on to my ears. When the going is rough, well, you must be tough with the McAlpine Fusiliers. Till the sweat it has had me pet with a Russian, Czech and Pole. Unshuttering jams up in the hydro dams or underneath the Thames in a hole. I've grafted hard and I've got me cards and many a ganger's fist across me ears. If you pride your life, don't join by Christ with McAlpine's Fusiliers.
And mills and the ship.
All right, next up we've got Flogging Molly singing about the devil, and we've got Black 47 singing in fake Jamaican accents.
Sanity crushed beneath her wave like a ship I could not reach the shore. We're all just dancers, all the devil's dance floor. Well, swing a little more, and then there we go. Swing a little more next to me. Swing a little more, and then there we go. Swing a little more on the devil's dance floor. Crushed against her face, I could feel her insecurity. Might have been a drunk, and her father was obscurity. Nothing ever came from a life that was a simple one. Pull yourself together, girl, and have a little fun. When she took me by the hand, I could see she was a furry one. Her legs ran all the way up to heaven and past Avalon. Tell me something, girl, what it is you have in store. She said, come with me now.
Blame So many hopes and dreams lying in pieces. All of us betrayed by politicians' speeches. I want you to know I love you forever. Our dreams will continue in the eyes of our children. You can break down my door. You can even strip search me. Never gonna take away my human dignity. Beat me, shoot me, flame keep on burning. Never gonna put out the fire of freedom. You can break down my door. You can even strip search me. Never gonna take away my human dignity. Beat me, shoot me, flame keep on burning. Never gonna put out the fire of freedom. Another thing's got to change, all my sisters and brothers. Oh, Rosheva, who are you? Oh, Rosheva, who are you? Oh, Rosheva, who are you? Misha, Jordan, Tara, hey! Don't use the color of my skin as an issue. Hey, politician, your lies are gonna get you. Chickens coming home to roost in the White House. Blood on the streets if you don't shut your big mouth.
Oh, Rosheva, who are you? Oh, Rosheva, who are you? Oh, Rosheva, who are you? Misha, Jordan, Tara. Power to the people, sang Johnny Lennon. 20 years later, we're back at the beginning. Sick of waiting round for divine intervention. Take to the streets if you're looking for redemption. Oh, Rosheva, who are you? Oh, Rosheva, who are you? Oh, Rosheva, who are you? Misha, Jordan, Tara. Oh, Rosheva, who are you? Oh, Rosheva, who are you? Oh, Rosheva, who are you? Misha, Jordan, Tara. Hey!
Come in and dance, come and say, come in and dance. Come in and dance, come and we jump and dance. Get black for the symphony in a disco dance. Them love to fight against the Babylon man. Me say in Ireland, them have oppression. Them get oppressed by the Englishman. Me say in America, them have the Yankee man. In a GAA, them a God man man. Me say come in and dance, come me say come in and dance. Come in and dance, back for the seven Japan France. Yeah, you know. Songs played by the man called Black 47. In an island, as I was taking. Yeah, cause this year's style is the Irish style. This year's style of the Irish man style. The puppy pops down a Christian on the wall. The puppy mush down a Christian in on the wall. Come on, Mr. Christian, come on, Mr. Christian. Come on, Mr. Christian. Yeah. So we know one more gallery. Come on, dance, come off and come check Larry. Cause in addition to dance,
so if you really know your Irish rebel tunes, you'd know that one of the melodies in that song by Black 47, Fire of Freedom, was an old tune called Oro Shedavaha Walia. So that's cool. I don't know what that means in Irish, but it sounds pretty. Anyway, full set list is available online. We've got one more song, and in honor of the World Cup draw that happened a day or two ago, we've got Jack's Heroes, which is about Jack Charlton, who is the manager of Ireland in the 80s and 90s. And this song is by the Pogues and the Dubliners, and it is in honor of the Irish soccer team in the 1990 World Cup in Italy. They did well. They beat Romania. Well, they had, I think, three draws in the group stage, and then they beat Romania on penalties, and then they finally lost to Italy in the quarterfinals, which is very sad. But this is a World Cup song because a World Cup draw happened, so that's exciting. Enjoy.
accurate, and they are beautiful. Their hearts are filled with love. They're as pure as any lily and as gentle as a dove. They sing and cheer in harmony, so their throats are cracked and sore. But there is no doubt you'll hear them shout when Jackie's heroes score.
Toodaloo, 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 and we'll follow Jack's heroes whatever they do.
They come from Dublin and from Cork, from near out Donegal, from London, Boston, and New York, from anywhere at all, from Parramatta to Fermoy, Strabane to Skibbereen. And will the show go up when the World Cup is raised on Stephen's Green?
Yes, it will!
Turaloo!
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 I would follow Jack's heroes, whatever they do.
The boys you'll all adore. We'll play like perfect gentlemen, to win, to lose, to draw. For we're here to take the World Cup to Paddy's Shamrock Shore.
Turaloo,
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 I'm a follow Jack's heroes, whatever they do.
Turaloo,
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 I'm a follow Jack's heroes.
That's all for this week. Thanks for listening. Maybe we'll be in the studio next week, but probably not. Have a good week.